need somebody that can read real good, better than me. And I want you to read in 1 Kings chapter 21, I want you to read verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Who'll do that for me? Oh, I know we got readers here today. I know we do, but they don't like to volunteer. We could be like the old boy that used to sell Bibles. And he had a problem. He stuttered real bad. And so he knocked on the door and he won all the... He could sell more Bibles than anybody in the company. And they said, how do you do that? He said, when I knock on the door, I said, you want to buy a Bible? You want me to read it to you? That is horrible. Somebody read for me. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 1, 2, and 3. Three little verses. And I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, read.
Give me a vineyard that I may have a fair vegetable garden, because it is near my house, and I will give you a better vineyard for it. If it seems good to you, I will give you its value in money. But Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid that I should give you this inheritance of my fathers.
All right, he said to him, the Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers. He said, I like your vineyard, and I want to make a nice garden here. Will you do me a favor? Will you look at your neighbor and say, you ain't getting my vineyard. Now that's country, folks, for you can't have it. It's not the lack of education that I say ain't. When you say the word ain't, you're passionate about something.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can say, well, you can't have it. That's exciting. But when you say, you ain't getting it,
that's you.
That's passionate.
That's right.
Yeah. Naboth was passionate about what he had. And I want to ask you something today. Are you passionate about what you have?
I am.
Are you passionate about this apostolic message?
I am.
Does the name of Jesus still thrill your soul?
Yes.
Let's repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Still thrill your soul. That's receiving the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's the Spirit gives the utterance. Still thrill your soul. Glory to God. Help me preach for a few moments. Naboth, when he had a vineyard that was handed down from one generation to the next generation. I am here today to give honor to this church because this is where I got my revelation. But I want to give honor. I'm using Mom's Bible. And as I already told you, it's an old Bible. Pages are falling out. And I want to give honor to her today because she prayed for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Brother Morris, not long before she died, actually the last time I saw her alive, she kind of motioned for me to get down when we were leaving, and I would have hugged her anyhow. But she patted me on the cheek. She said, I love you. I appreciate you. And those were the last words I hear her say. And so I give her honor today for this reason. Not so much because I'm married to her daughter, although that's a joy. I'm glad she's as strong as with me. But for this message of hope and truth. For this message of one Lord, one faith, one baptism. kids over. Run God. Hallelujah. I'm glad for this apostolic message. For this message of hope that still will go into prisons and set the captive free. It can go into offices and set the captive free. Some time ago, while I was praying, Brother Morris, I said, God, I've just had enough. And God spoke to my heart and said, don't tell me about it. Tell the devil about it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or at least I felt like that's what God said. I know God gets blamed with a lot, but so does the devil. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you something today. You know, all of us got problems and circumstances and situations in our life. And you know, there are mountains in our life that keep us from getting what we need from God. But God never said, fast for 3 days before you talk to the mountain.
Right.
He didn't say, just pray about it for 3 weeks. Now, I think fasting for 3 days is good. You ought to fast. Mm-hmm. And praying every day is a month.
Yes.
But sometimes we're praying and fasting about things that we ought to be talking to.
Yes.
He didn't say, you pray and this mountain will be removed. He said, you say to this mountain, if you've got just a mean as a grain of mustard seed, you say to this mountain, be thou removed. But it's the last time you called your child's name out in prayer and said, no, devil, you're not going to get up. I went down, I was praying not long ago, went through the whole church, I called out every name. I said, devil, you ain't getting them.
Yeah, right.
They both said, the Lord forbid that I give you, Mr. King, my inheritance. And there's a lot of people that are settling for, you know, I like miracles. I believe we all see miracles. Signs and wonders should follow, should be in the church.
Yes.
But so many people have settled for a miracle rather than for a relationship with Jesus Christ. They're settling for something that'll make them shout and dance. Well, if the Holy Ghost won't make you shout and dance, then something's wrong anyhow. We gotta have this word of God preached to us. We gotta have the anointing of the word of God preached to us. And that's why you should be praying for your pastor every day.
Yes.
Several times a day.
Amen.
Yes.
And when you run out of people to pray for him again. He needs it.
That's right. Amen.
And so Ahab is hurt. He's sobbing. He's pouting. He's crying. And his old evil wife, Jezebel, said, what's wrong with you? Us guys, we know how it is when wives don't have sympathy for us. What's wrong? Well, I looked out the window and I saw that vineyard. And they said, I can't have it. And that old evil woman said, go take a nap. I'll take care of this. Make a long story short, Naboth was put to death. And now the vineyard belongs to Ahab. You can read all about that in 1 Kings chapter 21. He got it the wrong way, obviously. But Naboth was saying, no, 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 no. You're not getting my vineyard. No, when you look at somebody with all the passion you can, say, you're not, say with me, devil!
Devil!
You're not getting my vineyard.
You're not getting my vineyard.
This thing belongs to us. God gave it to us, and we're going to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. For the blessings of the Lord still make us rich.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, if we worried about getting right with God and staying right with God as much as we did about getting rich, we'd be better off.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with being rich, nothing wrong with having money, but God's better than all of that.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So here we are. I want you to understand something. And this young man, what's your name again? The red. All right, I want you to read one more scripture for me. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 and verse 17. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. We've got an inheritance. Uh-huh. Naboth said, I'm not giving up my inheritance. Uh-huh. We've got an inheritance today. How many of you know that?
Yes.
How many of you believe that?
Yes.
Glory to God. The book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 and verse 17. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our
yes.
Yep.
We're children of God.
And as yes.
children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ, provided we settle with them in order that we may also be glorified.
All right, then if we're children of God, then we're heirs of God.
Yes.
Glory to God. You know, something I see in my travels and stuff and places that I've been, that people just don't get excited about the fact that we're going to heaven anymore. I mean, you used to preach about heaven and altars would be filled with people wanting to know more about it.
Yes.
Now you can't even hardly get an amen out of people when you talk about heaven. Let it sink in for a moment. When we think about that place, Jesus said, I've gone to prepare you a place. Pastor talked about it today. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It still ought to be exciting because that's our inheritance. I don't know what God has prepared for you and me, but I know it's going to be good. And I know I want to go meet with him. Hallelujah. And what we got to learn to do is when the devil comes knocking on our door, we got to say, no.
No.
You're not getting a vineyard. As I said so many times, I've said it here 101 times. I know I say it a lot at home. Instead of opening the door when the devil knocks and invite him in for coffee and tea, why don't we put him in his place?
Amen.
Want to hurt his feelings? I don't care about him. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I could care less about his.
Amen. That's right.
Glory to God. We got something that it's our inheritance. It's this plan of salvation. It's this thing that's real, and that it's this thing that picks us up and lifts us up and encourages us. And I want to encourage you today to hold on to this thing like you've never held on to it before. And I want you to understand, you don't have to wait for Pastor. I love your pastor. He's a prayer warrior. He's a praying man. But there are going to be times when you're going to call him for prayer and you're going to get a busy signal.
That's right.
Or no answer at all.
That's right.
And you better learn how to pray.
Yeah.
And you better learn how to speak the word of God that you heard him preach. You better learn how to speak it. When the devil comes knocking on your door this evening, you better just declare unto him, no, it's not going to happen. You're not getting my vineyard. Hallelujah. Darnell and Ashley, I'm going to tell you something. That's your vineyard there. And you go in there and you see men and women rather repent of their sins. You see them get the Holy Ghost. You see the power of God. That prayer that was prayed a few moments ago, it's already beginning to work in that prison. And they're waiting for you to come. When are you going back to the prison?
Tuesday.
When you get there on Tuesday, somebody's going to say, I couldn't wait for y'all to get here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let me tell you something else. In the state of Florida today, in prisons, there will be men and women, because there's women prisons too, and things are going on there. They will repent of their sins in prison. They will be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sin in prison. And they will get the Holy Ghost today in prison in Florida and all over the place, and it's going to happen there too. On the inside of you. But listen to what else he says. He says, what dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. I can't read it. And I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, Timmy, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on my hands. There comes a time where we know that the anger's going to burn out a little bit. We better just start stirring up that gift of the Holy Ghost and let it burn bright again. Why will we settle and let the devil keep walking on us? Let's stir it up. Glory to God. And you got to do that yourself. Pastor can't come down and stir it up for you. He lay hands on you, he pray for you, he'd shake you every which way but loose. But if you don't want it, you don't get it.
Amen.
Stir it up. Paul said, Tim, you gotta get busy. You gotta You got to get busy. Everybody say, get busy. Hallelujah. I want you to understand something today. God has given you a vineyard, and you better love that thing with passion. Hallelujah. I pulled up to Judy Junior's the other day, and my heart sank a little bit when I looked out over the field, and all I saw was tomato plants. Because in years past, there's been a little bit of everything there. And I understand that, you know, Junior can't do it. I'm not kicking that. I understand that. But it's everywhere and everything I look at, it's almost like a Bible lesson to me. God will use it somehow. That's what we've done, you know, in our spiritual life. We've just said, I can't for so long. And there may be physical things that attacked us. And we can't do it. I mean, Junior, it would be foolish for you to try to till that ground and plant like you used to. That just wouldn't be very smart. But in the spiritual.
Come on.
In the spiritual, let me get behind the plow.
Yes.
In the spiritual, point me to the garden. In the spiritual, it ain't going to happen. I'm going to go out to the garden. I'm going to go out there and plow up some ground. I'm going to get what God said I could have. Hallelujah. And it don't matter how old you get, how feeble you get, there's something God has for you.
Amen.
Praise God. Some people just spend a lifetime complaining, well, I can't help but the church because this and that. You can pray.
All right.
Amen. You can pray that God will give those that are working at the church some strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, that's free there, but you get the point. There's an inheritance we have. Amen. And this thing is real. Amen. And y'all know Angie and Trudy. I tell my children, I'm going to tell you something, girls. If you go to hell, when you get there, you're going to know why you're there.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know what? I'm going to do everything within my power to prevent that from happening.
There you go.
Because I'm going to let the devil know how big and bad I am.
Yes, sir.
We need to get bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
We need to quit letting that cat just walk on us. We need to walk on him. When's the last time you wrote a message to the devil on the bottom of your tennis shoe and stopped it on
him?
Oh, I ain't never done that. We'll do it.
All right now.
Man, I got to go home and write it. Well, if that'll help you, go home and write some scripts on the bottom of your shoe and walk on the devil.
All right now.
Hey. It's all right.
But we got to learn to start saying, this is my inheritance.
That's right.
I'm not giving it up. It's not going to happen.
That's right.
And you know, Jezebel thought, I got this thing beat down. Naboth, not a problem anymore. He's dead. Oh, no. You don't understand, Miss Jesse. That's not how it goes. You got a bigger problem now.
That's right.
And when God gets finished with you, you're going to wish you would have never messed with Naboth.
That's right. That's right.
I won't get into that, but you can read about it in 1 Kings. Ladies and gentlemen, we got something that's real, and it doesn't matter if you mess up. God's saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. If you mess up, don't just keep going down that path away from the cross. Turn around and go back to the cross.
Amen.
James said it this way, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to me.
Hallelujah.
Darnell, get up and walk up here. Just step out there in the aisles. Just stand up. Just stand still right there for one moment. Now, there's distance between me and him. I ain't going anywhere. Take a step toward me. What's happening? Come on, take another step. Take another step. He's getting closer to me. I haven't moved. But the reality is that I'm getting close to him.
Amen.
Come on up. Shake hand. Now what's happened? He drew nigh to me. And when he drew nigh to me, I'm God for this illustration.
That's right.
Yes. I should have did it the other way around. I should have let him be God. But now we're close. We have a communication here. We're talking. We're feeling the presence of one another. He knows that I'm here. He can feel me touch him. He can feel my presence. I feel his presence. He shook my hand. I felt that. Because you cannot touch God without God not touching you. And we'll learn to get close to God. God will get close to us. And nothing shall be impossible for the church of the living. You can walk through any cemetery, I gotta quit, but you can walk through any cemetery in the world. And in those cemeteries, there's gonna be preachers that have literally been preached to death. Because they gave their whole life. Yeah. And you know what, Brother Morris? They tell us. I hope this is not the truth. But they tell us when you and I as a preacher die, they'll bury us. And about 2 or 3 hours after the sermon, they're going to gather somewhere and eat potato salad. And think about who they're going to put in for pastor. Isn't that a good life to have? But you know what? I'm okay with that.
Come on.
Man. This is my inheritance.
Right.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And there ain't no grave going to hold this body.
Right.
I heard somebody say the other day, we got this thing going on, this ozone layer, and you know, all this heat's getting into the from the atmosphere. I'll give you a history or a science lesson on it, but for you. And it comes down, and you know, it's warming the earth, and global warming is going to burn us all up. Well, the Bible does say the earth will melt with fervent heat. You can't have it both ways, I guess. But they're talking about we got to do all we can to prevent holes from getting in that ozone layer. And I can't think about that. Ain't no grave going to hold this body down. And can you imagine what kind of hole this body's going to put in that ozone layer? That's why y'all need to pray for your pastor. He needs to get some meat on his bone. I don't. I pray because I used to be your size. Literally. Just talk. Well, I played hide and go seek with my brothers and sisters. I turned sideways in the shower and I couldn't see.
There.
That's it. I'm going to quit, really. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. We have a heritage. We have something that worked the night we got it, or the day we got it, and it's still working today.
Yes.
And if your Holy Ghost is, as some say, drained out, I don't really understand that terminology. I just don't know that it can drain out. I think you might put it on a shelf. You need it sometimes, too. But if your Holy Ghost is drained out, you need to find your way back to this altar.
That's right.
And do just like Darnell did, and just let it all go. It's okay to dance. It's okay to express your love for God. It's okay to understand that this is my vineyard. This is my vineyard, and I'm not. It's not for sale. Tell your neighbor it's not for sale.
I'm not for sale.
Just tell your neighbor it's not for sale. I'm not giving up on it. Oh, well, then the devil say, oh, come on, you know, on holding the standards, brother, come on. You don't have to do that. No. You don't? Maybe. Who knows? But you know what my theory is? You don't have to take a bath either, but it feels good. Why we let people intimidate us because of the way we look? We are not the weird looking ones anymore, by the way. If you don't believe it, then get your pastor's permission and come down and visit us, and we'll take you to the beach.
Yeah.
They pierce parts of the body that should not be pierced. They tattoo places that should not be tattooed. They're weird. Some dude went walking by my office not long ago, and he had some knots on top of his head. It was all green. He had his head tattooed green, and there was not. He wanted to be like a lizard or something. And they had the audacity to say, "We're weird. We look pretty good." Look at your neighbor and say, "You look pretty good." There might have been a time when we were the weird ones. We're the blessed ones now. We got more sense than to do that. But you know what? I'd love to have a church full of people with all that stuff.
Yes, indeed.
To feel what I feel today. To feel the anointing of God. To feel the power of God.
Right.
And the sad reality is there's a whole lot of churches they probably wouldn't be welcome in, but they are in mine.
Right.
Glory to God. I don't care where they've been. I don't care what they've done. I don't care to stand with them. I don't care anything about that. I just want them to feel Jesus like I do. I just want them to feel and to enjoy this thing that's not for sale. You can't have it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why don't you lift your hands and worship the Lord? Why don't you praise Him? Why don't you give Him honor, give Him glory? There's something special happening to some of you today. There's a move of the Holy Ghost in this place. From the time I got here, I wasn't here for the first service, but from the time I got here, there's been a move of the Holy Ghost. God is in this house. Great things are in store for you. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and worship. Worship.